Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
This is J.D. Doyle with a Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show, Queer Music Heritage, is heard monthly on Queer Voices on the fourth Monday of the month. But as that segment is more oriented towards the older music of our culture, I often do not get to feature as many new artists as I'd like. And there are plenty of very talented artists whose work deserves to be shared with our listeners. So this feature is designed to do just that. You'll get to hear some of the music from the artist's latest CD, along with some interview comments. And the spotlight this time is on an artist named Christopher Dahlman. He started out in Milwaukee and then took his career to New York City and then on to Los Angeles, working towards releasing that first CD. And it happened in 2004. His debut album is called Race the Light. And frankly, it's one of the CDs from last year that impressed me the most, and I hear a lot of CDs. When I first heard it, I immediately contacted Christopher for an interview so that the CD could be featured on the audiophile segment I co-produced for This Way Out, and it ended up in December making our Best of the Year show. I very much admire this album. If that's enough intro, let's get to the music.
I envy the people who don't bother with regret. Outside of yesterday, and they forget. I don't forget anything. I don't forget anything. Did you forget the 7th of September? Remember, I do. It's the day I fell through a hole in the sky. I was falling, calling for your.
From the CD Race the Light, that was a little of the song 7th of September. Christopher, tell us about your CD.
I would describe my CD as a journey, hopefully. And the musical style, I guess, is folk rock, folk pop. Some people have called it transcendent folk pop. Some people have called it heartbroken folk funk. I don't know. I like everyone, I guess, would like to think it defies categorization.
And who's your audience?
My audience is made up of all different kinds of people. I don't really have a sense of a demographic at this point. Marketing and promotion aren't really things that, you know, come naturally to me. So before I actually had an album, you know, a product to push, everything just kind of hinged on word of mouth. You know, friends, telling friends and that sort of thing. And it's just now that I am starting to look out into the audience and not know, you know, the first name of half of them. It's just kind of exciting.
You've told me that it's important for you to be out as a musician. Why is that?
Simply because it's the truth. And honesty is really crucial in my songwriting. It's not something I think I can really dance around. I wish that it was maybe more politically motivated, but frankly, it's just I can't think of a good reason to lie about it.
What out musicians do you admire?
Frankly, I admire every gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender artist out there, just simply based on the fact of it's tough to raise your voice. It's not something that comes naturally to a lot of people, and it's such a fight to be a creative person that functions in this world. It's such a fight in and of itself that when you throw all of the baggage of you know, sexuality onto it, I think it can be sort of insurmountable for some people. So based on that, I admire anybody that kind of plugs ahead. But musically, I admire Ani DiFranco. I'm sure you can hear that a little bit in my music. I admire Rufus Wainwright tremendously. He is so talented and inspiring and one of a kind, and somebody who's, you know, not denied their sexuality, but also not sort of used it as a marketing tool. He just kind of is what he is. which is how I sort of would like to think of myself.
Of what song in the album are you the most proud?
The eighth track, it's called Over My Head. It's the newest song on the album, and I'm proud of it because, for me, it kind of represents that I can paint with a much wider palette than I'd proven previously in my songwriting. I'm a big fan of artists that have you know, really evolved over time. You know, someone like Joni Mitchell who started off really, really folky and then just changed, you know, and the through line of it all was her, of course. But the style of the music changed dramatically, you know, sometimes for good and sometimes for eek. But, you know, I'd like to think that I can take those chances too. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I mean, the reason that it's the reason that I like it the best is because it's, you know, the thing that drew me to songwriting initially was, you know, the anger of a broken heart. And I'm happy to know that I have a lot of other stories to tell and am capable of telling them.
How do you greet the day with sunshine in your eyes and a smile that seems to say, hey, it's okay? Cause with me every morning it's like I'm raising the dead. Gotta fool my heart so I can fool my head. Left out of bed. Left out of bed.
Tell me about the song Brand New Lover.
Brand New Lover is a song about feeling like you are broken, like you are just kind of wired wrong for this world, and then kind of realizing toward the second half of the song that it's not you, it's just a connection that you're seeking. So in particular for me, it was feeling like I wasn't really fitting into the culture of my youth, and in particular the culture of my of gay youth, when I was, you know, in my late teens and first in New York City. And I felt the whole time like I, you know, like it was just me, like there was something wrong with me that I'm not connecting. And, you know, then life teaches you otherwise, and you find out that you're made just the way you're supposed to be, just kind of waiting for the right thing to click with.
In the bathroom, I comb my face with water. Check my reflection, say, what do you expect? Most days I seem to be loose wires that dangle. Never seem to connect. Back a ways I lost my sense of a straight line. Lost my sense of time as it falls. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, I was awoken by the light from you.
Please tell me about This Is Calm.
It is the oldest song on the record, and it is a song that the moment it came out of my mouth, I kind of knew that it was opening a door into a whole other place, and I knew that it was something that was going to be with me for a long time. And it's, you know, now it's like a blessing and a curse, kind of, because it's the song that people, you know, respond to most generally. But it's the first song that I wrote when I moved to New York City, and I moved there with a lover, a boyfriend, and that ended, and this is about the aftermath. And at the time, I you know, I was just this kid from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and now I'm living in New York City. I had one other friend, and I didn't really know what to do with myself, how to deal with this. And so I leaned on this friend who attended Columbia University at the time, and which is in Morningside Heights, and I lived in Queens. So I just kind of took the train back and forth from Queens to Morningside, like over and over, and that was like my existence for a while.
I ride the train from Queens to Morningside. Keep my eyes straight ahead, keep my face dignified. But is this linear or a downward slide? This is calm. This is calm. When I asked you to leave, you threw your wine at the wall.
How did you come up with the title of the CD?
I titled the CD Race the Light. Those words, Race the Light, are the chorus of the last song on the album, Dragonfly. One of my goals with this record was to make an album that was sort of a journey, you know, one where you put the CD in and you press play and you're just kind of taken and end up in a different place than where you were when you began. And, you know, the album starts in such a dark and heavy place and really just kind of opens up and blossoms so nicely, I think, emotionally. And I guess I Race the Light just kind of represented that journey for me.
I keep him down. I'm gonna sip my red wine by the skyline. Let him loose on this town. Race the light. Race the light. Like the night.
This is a logical time to mention again that the artist's name is Christopher Dahlman, and his debut CD is called Race the Light. You can find him at www.christopherdahlman.com, and Dahlman is D-A-L-L-M-A-N. Okay, often when I put together these Spotlight interviews, I like to save my favorite song in the album until last, and that would be the song Motel Room.
Motel Room is about a cheater. It's about that's about a betrayal, and it's a plea to the betrayer for an explanation, for acknowledgement, for, you know, for anything, really. And I'm often asked, what are the four words written in shaky, faded ink? And while I'm not gonna tell what those specific words are, I'll tell you the backstory is that I had confronted my boyfriend about you know, the alleged dirty deed and had been denied and made to feel crazy and everything, and you know, I just still felt this thing in my gut that told me it was true, and so it was Christmas Day, and I was blah 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 blah. It was Christmas Day, and I picked up his diary and opened it. I mean, this is so out of character for me. I mean, I as a singer-songwriter, of course, have, you know the value of privacy and how sacred that is. But just, you know, something in me told me this was true. And I picked up the diary and I opened it. And there it was on the first page that I looked. There were those four words that, you know, were basically the confirmation of what I, you know, felt was had happened.
He looks just like Disneyland. He moves just like palm trees. Whoa. He's got diamonds in his hand. He's got scrapes on both of his knees. He's eager to please. He is your big secret. He's got me rooting through your trunk wall. Is he the reason for this life jacket? Is he the reason that this ship sunk? Four words written in shaky, faded ink. I bet the drapes were
panic, sink or swim. How could you follow him to that old motel room? Some days I feel 12 years old. Some days I'm sliding toward the grave wall. Sometimes I can take this, but other times I wanna give you back what you gave. Four words written in a shaky, faded ink. I bet the drapes were pink in that old motel room. Four words written where I ain't supposed to see, and all my friends agree that you must be the devil. Justify this geography. Show me where we went wrong on the map. And I try to stand tall. I try to think of anything else at all, but it's hard to move on with this knife in my back. It's hard to move on with this knife in my back. It's hard to move on with this knife in my back.